You know, the reason we didn't say Tachanun by Mincha is because it's Chamisha Asar B'Av. It's the 15th day of Av. And it's a little surprising. The Gemara says about the 15th day of Av that Lo Yeho Yomim Tovim Li Yisrael Chamisha B'Av, Chamisha Asar B'Av, Uchiyem HaKippurim. That the Jewish people did not experience and have such good days as the 15th day of Av and as Yom HaKippurim. And Yom Kippur, we understand, the Gemara says, explains, it's understood, because Yom Kippur is a day of Yom Slicha V'Kapora, that God forgives us for all of our sin. So that's certainly a great day to rejoice, as we read in the after the Yom Kippur service, there was the great joy that took place because the Jews were happy that they were forgiven for all their sins. But what is this festival, what is this great yontiv of Chamisha Asar B'Av? So basically, I think that today, the reality that is today, at least in some quarters, I think we can really understand why it was such a big yontiv. I mean, those who have grown up children and try to marry them off and know what it takes today to do a shidduch, the meaning, what it's we say that koshel zavgon kikriyas yamsuf, that it's difficult to pair them up just as it is to split the sea, can be understood what it meant. We see that there is a lot of we see how it's really really difficult to do a shidduch. So what happened on the 15th day of Av, it says that was the time that the Jewish young girls would go out, and they would go out in the orchards, and there was a lot of shidduchim that took place. There was a lot of matches that took place, and there were various different statements that the women would say, the wealthy ones would say, the pretty ones would say, and then the ordinary, what they would say. But what happened was, it was a very happy day because there was a lot of happiness brought about, because there could be no greater happiness in a family when they're zoiche, when they have the privilege that a child reaches the age and they find a proper zivuk, a proper shidduch, a proper match for them. So that is something which is reason to celebrate, and that we can understand why it was such a great yontif. But one of the explanations that is also brought down is also in the period of time that it takes. It's on the 15th day of the month. We know that the Jewish people are compared to the Levana, Sheim Asidim Lishadish Kamaiso. That means that we are destined to renew as the Levana. Levana, we see the cycle. The cycle of the moon is, it goes larger, 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 then it starts going smaller and smaller. And then eventually it comes back and it starts becoming bigger again. So the Jewish faith is also compared to the Levana in the sense that even though that we're in Golos, even though that sometimes things are bleak and we have a seemingly less light and we're going downhill, so to speak, but yet we know that we will be renewed and will be re-energized, just like the moon is going to come back in its full glow, same thing, the Jewish people. But within the month itself, the 15th day of the month is considered the peak. That's considered because that's the time when the moon is fullest, that's the height of the month. So that's a special time for the Jewish people during the 15th day of the month, in which they make their celebration. But the truth is, we find many celebrations that take place on the 15th day of the month. Pesach begins on the 15th of the month. Yeah, the Korban Pesach is brought on the 14th, but the holiday of Pesach begins on the 15th. Sukkot begins on the 15th. Yet, we say that this is even a greater Yom Tov than Pesach and Sukkot in one aspect. And the reason is explained in various places is because it follows Tisha B'Av. A lot of times, in order to appreciate the holiday and to appreciate the specialty of the days is when it comes after days, that when you're down, similar to the Levona, as we say, that when it's down and then it goes up, then it's a much more powerful message, a much more powerful holiday. The fact that during the month of Tisha B'Av, through the month of Av, the first 9 days of the month, and then it climaxed on the 9th day of Av, and then the 10th day of Av, we had all these different kinds of restrictions, and we had all these different kind of times that the difficulties and the challenges, and that's why from the day of Chamisha Asar B'Av is the time that when we come to a celebration and we go out and we make shidduchim and make happy days. And there's various other different reasons that the Gemara elaborates and the Mefarshim elaborate, but we're out of time. But the main thing is that we should really take it to heart by ourselves. We don't say tachanun, so that's one thing. And this is explained many times, when we don't say tachanun, it doesn't mean that we're losing out. It means that it's really, Hashem is forgiving us without saying the tachanun. Because it wouldn't make sense to say that we don't say tachanun, but we're losing something out. So what's the point in not saying tachanun? When we don't say tachanun, it means that whatever we have to accomplish by saying it is done for us, min Hashemayim, by Hashem. So certainly Hashem forgives us. And that's another reason that we can sit and we can really celebrate in the day of Chamisha Asar B'Av. Some holidays have means of expressing it. Chamisha Asar B'Av, we don't have any particular, you know, how do we express the Yomim Tovim? So the I guess it's put on some good music and put on and go make a rikut, go a dance, and make sure that you celebrate, that you take note of this special day of the day of the Yom Tov.